Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where are we, America, particularly conservative America? Where are we? I'm asking this question because I want you to really think about it. I'm asking, what did Durham's report tell us that we already didn't know? Please, enlighten me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're going to play a few clips here. People talking about the release of the Durham report. This has been going on since 2019 when Durham got appointed by Attorney General Bill Barr, a Bush appointee who, after everything that's transpired, still is out there talking smack against Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you right now, my standing up for Trump is me standing up for anybody that went through what this man has gone through. I would ask you, what does it take for the never-Trumpers, the anti-Trumpers, the people who are lukewarm on Trump to finally wake up and go, you know what? I think they're targeting him. I think he's been treated unfairly. Now, I don't know about you guys. I'm not going to try to make assumptions for the rest of the world, but I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at the headlines. My producers have all this paper on my desk talking about here's this, here's that. I've got emails. I got screens pulled up, all kinds of things. And you know what I noticed about the theme? It is always something to make us feel as if there's no way Trump's going to get over the hump. Trump's investigations continuing. What investigations? Please enlighten me again. Is it Alvin Bragg's? Do I have to really remind people of how ridiculous it is that Donald Trump gets a nuisance suit that every multimillionaire and billionaire faces at some point in life? Somebody is going to harass you. It's like having a grocery store. Somebody's going to do a slip and fall. That's why they have cameras in there. And at some point, you're going to say, you know what? Pay the chick off because I'm tired of dealing with it. Put it under an NDA and it'll be done. Do you know how many times that's been done and to how many men? And now it's even happening to women. Very wealthy women have to watch the same thing. So this is what Alvin Bragg decides he's going to take from a misdemeanor and make into a felony. By the way, as you probably know, this Marine who choked out our crazy man in the subway, he's now being prosecuted by Alvin Bragg. Now, the crazy man that he choked out and the guy died because he was menacing other people had been arrested 42 times. They had warnings, stay away from this guy, Michael Jackson impersonator. He finally messes with the wrong person, gets himself killed. Why? Because Democrat policies wouldn't let him stick him in the crazy house, because you can't call it the crazy house, because it might hurt his feelings. So Bragg says, oh, wait a minute, let me prosecute this Marine. Now, do I need to tell you the colors of the perps of the people involved here? Marine, white, guy choked out, black. Anymore? Hey, let's play a little experiment. You want to have a thought experiment? What if the Marine had been black? You think Alvin Bragg would be prosecuting him? What if the guy who was choked out had been a black conservative? Noted black conservative. What if he choked out Candace Owens? You think Bragg would have said, ooh, let me prosecute him? Or would they be giving him a friggin' award? What if the guy who was choking him out had been a white Democrat and a black conservative? There's many scenarios I can give you where Bragg would have left it alone and said, you know what, no harm, no foul. I see nothing. These people are flaunting their prosecutorial authority in your face. They are thwarting the nation's laws in your face. Hey, you want to talk about it a little bit? Let's just think about this. Since 2019, actually before that, because there was another guy, I think his name was John Heard, he was the one prosecuting, and Bill Barr took him off. This is the Trump case. And then what do we get? 2019 to 2023, they say almost 4 years to the date. What do we find out? We find out what we already knew from the beginning. The FBI targeted Donald Trump. They never, repeat, never should have initiated this investigation. And we're not talking, think about the little guy. The little dude who's getting screwed over by the FBI. They took on a billionaire president. And you know what they're going to get? A freaking slap on the wrist. At best. They might get their hand held and kissed. Like the queen, as if it's in a curtsy. Thank you for suing Trump, for targeting Trump. But let's contrast that with Hunter Biden. This man has been on the grift for the better part of a decade now. He's been under investigation for 5 years. What do they have on him? Is it alluding to Russian collusion? Is it alluding to the crimes that he's committed like he did with Trump? They alluded something, and we had a four-year investigation, longer than that, that's finally culminated in us knowing what we know. What do we know about Hunter Biden? Anybody want to take a guess? Well, before you guess, let me tell you something. You're not guessing about anything. You know what Hunter Biden did. And you want to know how you know. It's not innuendo. It's not people alluding. It's because it is what it is. Hunter Biden, in his own words, Hunter Biden with his own laptop, Hunter Biden's business partners, Hunter Biden's bank records, but I don't know, maybe somebody needs to help the FBI connect the dots, because there's just not quite enough evidence after 5 years to go after Hunter Biden. This is what I'm talking about. If you can't sell the obvious, I'm talking to the Republicans now. Somebody get my preacher rag ready. But if you can't sell the obvious, why in the hell do you think I should listen to you? Republicans, is this thing on? Come on, Jim Jordan. I'm going to be up on the hill talking to you, but I'm telling you right now on my show, let's get it together. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Now an investigation is 4 years in the making, and we finally have the conclusions, more than 300 pages released by the Justice Department. Now, it has now been transmitted to members of Congress, who also are going to want to bring John Durham in to review some of the findings. But the bottom line is this. The investigation found that the FBI failed in many, many ways, things that we already knew from a previous Inspector General report. And I'll read you just a part of it, of John Durham's conclusion. He says, based on the review of Crossfire Hurricane and related intelligence activities, we conclude that the Department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report.
Strict fidelity to the law. So they failed to provide strict fidelity to the law. Isn't that sort of a euphemism for you broke the law? I mean, no, don't let me, a writer, a person who really looks at the lexicon. Don't let me interpret this the wrong way, but they fail to provide strict fidelity to the law? You're a freaking liar is what they're saying. Holy cow. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They fail to provide strict. This is why I hate these things. Just tell us what happened. The FBI lied. They targeted Trump. This is what they did. Just admit it. And I get it. They admit it now, and they go, okay, so now what? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, the FBI says, well, we've already corrected all of that. Well, who did you correct it for? I mean, and oh, by the way, what are the lessons? What have we learned multiple times now? Trump never should have been investigated. Could we say that about Russian collusion? Yeah. Could we say that about the Ukraine impeachment when they say, oh, he threatened Ukraine? What happened with that? A lie? And then how about we start connecting dots? We know Hillary Clinton started the lie. What did she have to do? She paid $8,000 to cost us $40 million to investigate nothing? And you know what they lay their head, they really rest their laurels on? Well, John Durham, he brought three people to trial and only one of them was prosecuted and he got out with probation. He didn't even get a fine either. So in other words, you can start a vicious lie. The FBI can follow up on it, be part of it, collude with it. And the worst that's going to happen if you're a Democrat is you get probation? That's the penalty. What a freaking banana republic we live in. This is infuriating. The DOJ targeted Trump, and then get this, the DOJ interfered in the 2020 election. But let's not, you know, why should we bother bringing that up, election deniers? They committed treason against the president. And what do you think is going to happen? Look, I'm not trying to get you all riled up. I'm not. I want to make you understand where we are and why you're fighting. And why this fight must never end until the good guys win. We are in a time when lawlessness rules. This is lawlessness right in front of your face at the highest level. The people we're supposed to trust. And Christopher Wray sits in there and acts like it's no big deal. Just like they did with the IRS. Just like they did with the people who allowed veterans to die on waiting lists. Just like they do right now at the border, the southern border. Lawlessness is ruling. And we sit there and go, well, I mean, let's hope that they... I don't even know what people are thinking.
Well, it's Title 42. I mean, it expired and we knew that there was going to be a surge.
Really? So, you know, what's so bad about all of this? These suckers know in advance what's going to happen, and they do nothing. Yeah, I don't know how many times that has to happen before you say, you know what, I'm beginning to suspect they don't want to do anything. Let me tell you what I'm beginning to suspect. I'm beginning to suspect you can target Donald Trump. They can embroil him in controversies that later turn out to be absolutely nothing. And as long as he doesn't get into office, we're good. The law has not been broken because for them, the end justifies the means. After learning everything we've learned, you want to know what these people think about you? They call you maggots. They think that you're the worst people on the planet. Let me describe you. You're the people who say, why are you not prosecuting Hunter Biden after 5 years knowing what he's guilty of? And you prosecute Trump and you find out yet again he's done nothing. When do the wheels of justice go in the other direction? I'm just curious. Ask Paul Manafort. Ask George Papadopoulos. Ask General Flynn. Ask all the people in the wake of these FBI investigations whose lives were completely turned upside down over technicalities and then applied to the Clintons. Applied to the Bidens. apply to any member of the Democrats, any Democrat in Congress. Just apply it. Apply it on sexual harassment. Apply it on intimidation. Right now, in the Biden saga, where a sitting president is on the take with countries who are hostile to America, and do you know there's a big swath of this country that wants to protect him? And they're doing a good job. If it weren't for the warriors out there keeping this crap in their face every day and saying, we will not forget. We will go back and remember every dastardly deed you've done. We will bring it up. We're going to throw it in your face. And you may think you own media. Fine. We got our media. You may think you own social media. We got our social media. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but Tucker Carlson came over and took a peek at Wimkin, WIMKIN.com. Put up a video, said, I'm going to kick the tires. We appreciate you doing that, Tucker. I hope you guys come over and take a look. That's where I'm at. The reason why there are people out there whose shows like this are proliferating is because of what the left is doing. And oh, for the record, the reason why they shadow ban shows like mine, this show, my Twitter feed, everything, even with Elon Musk owning Twitter, I barely get anything out. And there's a reason for it. I'm convinced, as much as I'm convinced there's a God in heaven, they don't want me to get out to the public because I will make too much doggone sense. And I know it because I get enough feedback from the little leaks that do get out where people say, who are you? Where have you been? I listen to your show. I love your show, Kevin. I read your stuff. Oh, my gosh. I'm a new fan. And then they go spread the word to all their friends. And I love my new zealots. But you know who I really love? I love my stalwarts who are here every day, sometimes 5 days a week or more. I really appreciate all of you. We got more to talk about. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The showdown on the debt ceiling is intensified, but President Biden says,
we're going to come together.
because there's no alternative to do the right thing for the country.
The president says he and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have appointed a small group of senior aides to continue talks on what he says is a budget deal, not raising the debt ceiling. It's not exactly clear now what did or didn't happen last night in New York City in an encounter between a car carrying Prince Harry and wife Meghan and other cars filled with photographers. The royals say it was a two-hour chase around Manhattan that nearly caused several catastrophic accidents. New York Mayor Eric Adams says it's hard to believe a chase went on for 2 hours. A three-judge panel in New Orleans is hearing arguments for and against upholding one judge's ruling banning the abortion pill mifepristone. The drug's been legal, but a federal judge in Texas ruled the FDA's approval process was flawed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunter Biden doesn't want to take care of his kid, and Hunter Biden doesn't want to take care of his ex-wife. And I'm not talking about the stripper girl, which, by the way, I don't care if she's a stripper. I had lots of friends who were strippers. And I know there are some stations out there, some of my stations that are more, let's just say, related to God. And they may not like the terms that I'm using right now, but I'm just saying, look, we are all sinners. And just because somebody, I knew strippers who did, literally, I can tell you, I knew girls who did that business, and they said, they would say to me, Kevin, I'm doing this for 3 years, I'm paying for my college, I'm going to put money away so I have a good education and a good foundation for my business that I want to do. I've looked at more business plans of those women than you can shake a stick at. They knew what they wanted to do. Now, there are some that were just down and out, bad relationships with daddy, blah, blah, blah. But there were a lot of them who knew exactly what they wanted. They had a timeline on it. They said, I've got these looks for a certain amount of time. You guys are stupid enough to put $20 bills in my G-string. I'm going to do it for this length of time. And they had the business plans. And I looked at some of their business plans and went, wow. And then there were some, get this, there were some that said, many, more than I can tell you, that said, Kevin, you know who comes in here? I go, yeah. Men of means. And these women went, these guys want trophies on their arms. I'm here to find me a trophy husband. And they did. I know at least 10 of those girls who married multimillionaires. And they were not beyond. All they did was go in there and dance, and that was it. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't judge. I mean, I do judge. I'm just saying in that regard. I'm not, oh, Kevin, my buddy here, he's a janitor. Really, man, where do you work? Well, Kevin, I work at Loma Linda. Boy, you got a job. You got to really know how to clean a room, don't you? You know, I mean, I don't look at it like whatever. I don't know if you guys saw this video Melissa sent it to me. And there's this black dude, and he's in McDonald's gear. And full gear. Hat, the shirt, the whole deal. And he walks by this girl. It turns out she's 22 or so. And she's gorgeous. And he says to her, hey. And this guy's like probably in his 50s, early 50s, late 40s. Black dude. And he's like, hey, how you doing? He's like, ooh, girl, you look so good. And he hits on her. And he says something like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing here? She's like, oh, I'm visiting. It was in Houston, Texas. I'm visiting, blah, blah, blah. And she entertains him, and as she's kind of walking away, she says something like, I'm meeting friends. He goes, well, can I hang out with you? She's like, well, sure, come on. And he's blown away. When I tell you this girl is pretty, she's very lovely, young girl. And he talks up and he says, well, you don't mind me hanging out with your friends and this? She's like, in what? And he's like, this McDonald's stuff. She goes, I used to work at McDonald's. And she goes on to explain it's not a bad career. It's actually a good career. And he's like, I'm not hearing this. This is blowing my mind. And then eventually he says, well, look, that Lamborghini right there, that's mine. I own these franchises. And he was doing it as an experiment to see how people are. Black dude talking to a young white girl. Invites her to come sit in the Lamborghini. She goes. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you should be doing this across the board, but I'm just saying she sits in the Lamborghini. He continues the conversation. She says, I want to start my own company. I'm doing this. I work two jobs. And he's like, you won't for very long. Because you are amazing. I'm going to tell you, I watched that and went, phew, that is the daughter I would want to raise. It was amazing. Going back to Hunter. So, and strippers and all that. The point I was making is, don't judge. Do as little of that as you can. But I'm not telling you, don't be discerning. Don't make, don't profile. Oh, you should profile. If somebody says, I'm a janitor, I'm going to profile you. Do you want to be a janitor your whole life? Or are you trying to grow into a janitorial business, etc.? Because if I had a daughter and she says, I'm going to marry a janitor, I would be like, well, hon, you got to understand, it's a menial life. But, Daddy, he loves to clean. Okay. I hope he keeps your house as clean as he keeps those buildings. But I'm just letting you know that's where you're going to be. I'm not going to tell her, don't marry a janitor. I'm just going to tell you, okay, well, here's what you got to consider. You won't be taking a lot of vacation more than, here's the deal. So I just want us to be careful. Let me get back to what I was going to talk about. Hunter Biden. Doesn't want to take care of his kid, doesn't want to take care of his ex-wife, not the one who was a stripper. And I know I went off on a tangent, but that's okay, it's my show. Here's what they write. Divorce lawyers for Hunter and his first wife got into a back and forth in December of 2016 over proceeds from a, quote, Romanian deal involving the first son, an apparent reference to a $1 million arrangement the Biden scion struck with a corrupt Romanian oligarch. And you know where they got this information? From that completely debunked Russian laptop of Hunter Biden's that he denied. Yeah, that's where they got it. Emails from Hunter. I know. How would the FBI know that this is Hunter's laptop when it actually had the deal that he did with the Romanians and the divorce proceedings he was in with his wife in 2016? I know. How could you possibly think this might just be Hunter's and not Russian disinformation? Kathleen Buell's attorney, Rebecca Sullivan, referred to a Romanian deal in an email to Hunter's representative, Sarah Mancinelli, on December 15th of that year, this is 2016, that demanded $60,000 from an account Hunter held at TD Bank. I'm going to tell you something, boy, I ain't going to speak for everybody up on whore, but Hunter was dealing in numbers that the average dude with his background would not be dealing. See, he has had 60 grand in a bank that she goes, that's part of my money. He got that from the Romanian deal. Now, if we have a justice system, and for the record, I'm hearing that all these whistleblowers are now starting to disappear. Yeah, starting to take vacations. They're all in jail or whatever. We have a clip from Comer on that, right? Yeah, intimidation of witnesses.
Are there whistleblowers or informants missing right now? Well, with what we've investigated and the people that we've tracked down, going back to the CEFC, the two main players in that business, as well as all the Americans that were involved in the different Biden influence peddling schemes, as well as the Serbian national, the 9 of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things. Maria, they're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing. So it's of the utmost importance that the FBI work with us to be able to try to identify what research they've done, what investigations they've done, because we have people that want to come forward. But honestly, Maria, they fear for their lives. Not only are the Biden lawyers and the Biden White House intimidating them, the media is trying to intimidate and discredit them. And I think if you look at the Rasmussen poll, you know, 7 in 10 Americans are very concerned that Joe Biden's involved in a public corruption scheme, and they want to know more information. 7 in 10 Americans strongly support the work that our House Oversight Committee is doing investigating the Biden influence peddling. And we just need to get some cooperation from these different deep state bureaucracies that are standing in our way.
This is absolutely extraordinary, and it is stunning that some people are missing, that you need to prove this. Who in the White House is intimidating these people? Do you know?
I do know. We're saving that for a later time. But I can tell you one thing that a lot of people don't know. When I issue a subpoena to a bank or to an individual, the second I issue that, Jamie Raskins gets that. And when we get information in from the bank or from any individual, they make two copies, one for the majority, which are the Republican, one for the minority, which are the Democrats. And my biggest problem with the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee is they're acting as a criminal defense attorney for the Biden family.
Welcome back, folks. I know we're jumping around a little bit, and I'm going to go back to Hunter in just a bit. But I want to talk... I got to tell you, Comer drives me crazy a little bit, and here's why. Comer made a thing the other day. He says, well, if they didn't, FBI doesn't give us these documents, well, we have other ways to get to them. And says, like, well, tell us how. Well, we'll talk about that another time. But then he goes on and talk about, well, you know, the power of the purse. So what he's saying is, we can threaten to withhold their funds. Look, if you're going to hold a secret over somebody, hold it. Don't. He's one of these guys that can't keep a secret, and he just did it again. Well, who do you have? Anyone who's at the White House is running interference? Well, I will get to that another time. But I tell you what, that Jamie Raskins, he gets it. Well, again, come on, Comer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-233-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We can tell you from the people that we're meeting with that were involved with many of the schemes that we're pretty confident that the president was very knowledgeable of what his family was doing. You've seen pictures with these people. You've seen meetings. You've seen instances where the president took his son on trips during the last year of his vice presidency. And every account prior to today said, but none of those transactions happened while he was vice president. And we just laid out that 16 of the 17 payments to the Bidens from Romania occurred while Joe Biden was vice president.
Romania, the new location being mentioned now for the Bidens, and of course we're talking about it as it relates to Hunter Biden, who we learned from his emails, you know, from that Russian information laptop that 51 former intel officials said was indeed Russian misinformation. We learned from them that Hunter Biden was trying to hide money from his first ex-wife. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Having some troubles with my throat, I may end up having to just let my throat rest because between interviews and radio shows and TV, whoo, a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, there's no question that the Biden families are corrupt. The Biden family is corrupt, and the Biden family members are corrupt. And they were all, I mean, I don't know how you feel, but if one of your family members came to you and said, listen, I'm going to be sending you 50 grand. It's going to come from a foreign country. Don't sweat it. It's your money. You just got to give me my cut. I don't know about you, but in my family, I would be like, okay. No, I'm kidding. I would be like, oh, no, no, no. Don't you try to get me mixed up in your stuff. Not going to happen. There is no such thing as easy money. Now, you can work your butt off, and then suddenly you get it. For example, when we went to see this movie about Nike, that's where Melissa wanted to go for Mother's Day. So we went to see it. And Jordan's mom said, we want Michael to have a piece of every shoe that has his name on it or his likeness. If it says Air Jordan, we want money. And you know what it's worth to Michael? $400 million a year of passive income. And I want to tell you, I'm not a fan of Affleck and what's his face. But they do good together, and they get good movie content. And what was interesting about that show, which I'll talk about another time, is you just figure, okay, it was an easy deal. Nike went, said, here's a deal. Jordan took it, and that was that. And you find out it was nothing near that. It's what I tell people all the time. The backstory behind most of the things that we do, and this is a pitch for the Backstage Club, is much more interesting than the story itself. Oh, Kevin, you went and spoke somewhere and you knocked it out of the park. Okay, great. Do you want to know what happened on the way? All the things, the negotiation that happened, why it almost didn't happen? You know, things like that. It's like when Kevin Hart was kicked, they said, oh, we want you to host the Oscars or the Grammys. And then they go, no, you can't because you made a controversial statement. I heard him explain all the things leading up to that one day. And it was like, that's more fascinating than the story itself. Everything that came up. Well, they called me. He didn't say me, but he's talking about himself. He's like, to his buddies, and they're you know, talking. It is on his radio show. And it was, yeah, so they call you, Kev, and then what? And he's like, yeah, man, they say call me. And he's explaining it, and you're like, whoa, I would have never believed that. And he was like, man, I didn't want to rock the boat, because I'm like, you know what? And he's telling his story, and you're going, wow, that's fascinating. Now, ultimately, here's what you're... Kevin Hart has been taken off of hosting this, that, or the other, and that's the end of that. Oh, okay. Oh, well. That's not it, man. Let me tell you, the story of your life. You're probably out there thinking, I'm boring. You're not boring. The way you met your spouse, something that happened that was pivotal to your children, to their upbringing, something you did at your job that made you stand out. There's so much about you that is important. And you know what we've come to think about ourselves? We minimize ourselves. What good can I do? I remember writing my first book, and I'm not lying to you. I was writing this book, and at first I was excited. I was going to write my first book. It was so cool. Ooh, isn't it like, all right, my book? And then I got about halfway through and went, what are you doing? Nobody cares. Kevin, your life isn't that memorable. You're not that big of a deal. I started, and I hate to say this, I still feel that way about myself personally. But
after writing that book and people calling me, sending me notes saying, Kevin, your book really touched me. Your book did this, your book did that. And you go, whoa, wait a minute. It's not about how little my life is. It's about how big those moments are and what makes it resonate with certain people. That was the deal. And suddenly I realized it. Hunter Biden is made out to be a big deal. He's a little guy. And I'm sure his story may resonate with some people, but compared to you, that guy is a piker. We shouldn't even know his name. So when I think of Hunter Biden, I think of somebody that's getting a lot of press, and he's done a lot of good, and he's a perfect example of what leftism represents. Give me your crackhead, I will make him into whatever I want, and you will believe it. I will make him into a Renaissance man that can sell art at the price of the masters. All I got to do is snow you. I can make him into whatever I want. And it's like Trading Places, where the rich guy said, we're going to take the guy who's doing well, and we're going to make him we're going to put him into the Skid Row, and we're going to take the guy to Skid Row, and we're going to make him do really well. And at the end of our little experiment, we're going to put them all back, and life will be no big deal. We'll show you what we can do, how powerful we are. That is the real meaning of Trading Places. It's a funny film, but that's what they were showing you. How big, powerful people play with you. They can take you out of your circumstances and put you here. And if you think you're on top of the world, Governor Cuomo, Love Gov, we'll knock you out of the saddle. And if you think that we can't take a crackhead and make him into bigger than life, we'll show you. And you know what happened at the end of that movie? You do. Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd decided, you know what? Let's get together and let's show them. You ready to do that? Come on, people. Join Kevin here. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know that you've thought about Trading Places that way. If you saw the film. One of my favorite movies. By the way, Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, had a different respect for her after that movie. But the point aside, let's get back to Hunter. What do the FBI and the CIA know about the Bidens? Short answer, everything. They know everything about him, and they're covering it up. Here's what his wife is asking on the discussions. Help me understand why it is taking so long to get the basic information. Hunter's office confirmed to Kathleen a deposit of more than $120,000 to Hunter, his TD account, as funds from, quote, the Romanian deal, Sullivan wrote. There is no reason to continue to delay providing us the TD account statements and all expenses since the end of the last statement, the lawyer went on. There's a reasonable explanation for why those funds are not being used to pay the family's pressing expenses. That reason should be shared with us immediately. Otherwise, please immediately provide Kathleen with half of this deposit. So the reason I bring this up is not to get all up in Hunter's business, you know, his marriage, I don't care. But what I do want you to understand is the guy received money from Romania. And this was in 2016. And they knew about it. The same way they knew about his laptop. The same way they knew that it was legit. The same way they knew about all the other things that we've discovered about Hunter and Joe Biden. They've known. And they've known well in advance. They knew well in advance of the 2020 election. They knew, everything that we're learning, they knew. And they didn't say a word. And the question we should be asking ourselves is, why is Christopher Wray still leading the FBI? Why are half the people in the DOJ still there? Because these people have been deceptive. And worse, they should be in prison for treason, because we know with 100% certainty they did it with the intent of getting Joe Biden elected. Those are the facts. And you know what? It's taking Hunter's exes to bring to the attention of America, at least on the left, exactly what's happening here. We've always known.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.